And welcome. This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Chris Oldham of InterTalk as part of the IWCE Virtual Connection Series. Chris, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Absolutely, Donnie. Glad to be here.
So, Chris, I believe most people in our audience are familiar with your company, but for those who are not, can you kind of provide a quick overview about what InterTalk does for the public safety community?
Yeah, certainly. InterTalk provides radio dispatch console systems for many utilities or agencies outside of just public safety, but utilities, railways, transit organizations, but predominantly within public safety. That has been our focus for over 23 years. That is what we design all of our products on, based on critical communications and high availability and extensive redundancy capabilities. So we've been in this business for, as I mentioned, over 23 years, doing a lot of work predominantly in the U.S., but also in Canada as well. We are Canadian-based, but we certainly have increased our footprint in the U.S. over the last number of years.
Very true, very true, very cool. So COVID-19 is changing basically everything in every aspect of life, or affecting everything. And as a result, people are having to think outside of the box, if you will, and find new ways to get things done. How does that need fit with InterTalk's philosophies surrounding innovation and product development?
Well, that's a great question, and it certainly is a scenario that I don't think any of us have actually faced prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's forced us to look at different ways of not only thinking about our products, but also how we conduct our operations themselves, all the way down to, are we allowing people in our building? How many times a day are you washing your hands? What do you do if one person may or may not have gotten sick from three or four people extended? And so it really leads you to have to think outside the box and consider alternative methods of, again, not just conducting operations, but also using your products and developing your products as well.
Okay. All right. Well, certainly one of the places that's most interesting during this pandemic has been the 911 ecosystem. You know, there's no question that 911 calls need to be answered, particularly at a time like this. But the COVID-19 outbreaks complicated things significantly. For instance, you have a lot of on-premise systems, and people are supposed to follow social distancing guidelines, but you know, if you're saying everyone has to be inside a given 911 center that may or may not have a whole lot of space in it, that makes it difficult. Given this, are you seeing greater acknowledgement of the need for remote working opportunities within 911, particularly those that leverage the cloud?
I think that the COVID-19 pandemic has opened everyone's collective eyes to considering a different element of redundancy and accessibility, whereas prior to COVID, you would consider an emergency scenario whereby it was a singular event, or over a finite time, or it'd be a flood or a fire or something that had seemed to have at least a degree of time boundness to it. Also, that was constricted to a limited area. Right, it was the fires over here. Now, granted, there are extreme cases, of course, but a car crash over there or a bridge collapse over here, those were kind of limited in their geographic scope. But of course, with COVID-19, it's everywhere and it's ongoing, and no one really has a sense of when it will end. It's a very different scenario. So obviously, there's a lot of considerations that have to go into how to handle and address such a pandemic. For example, if you are in an operations room or operations center and you have any number of dispatchers, whether it's one or two, 20, 30, 100 dispatchers, and perhaps someone was actually diagnosed as a positive case for COVID. Well, are all those 100 dispatchers now capable of working? Because what about the possibility that they were exposed? Mm-hmm. How can you maintain your operations if all your dispatchers are sent home for quarantine purposes? Especially in the case when you only have a much smaller control center with one or two people managing all the dispatch. If one or two people both get COVID or both are exposed, either in the workplace or through their home life or going to a store or whatever the case may be, how can you continue operations if both your dispatchers are out of commission? So I think the awareness of needing the ability to conduct your operations in an environment that is different from your normal operations center or your normal way of doing things, I think that awareness is certainly more prevalent now than it was even 6 months ago.
Okay. And so how can InterTalk help people do that?
Well, in 2019, at last year's IWCE, we actually launched Nlight, which is our cloud-based dispatch as a service product. Now, this is not just a push-to-talk over cellular type product. It is a full-fledged dispatch console in a normal, traditional sense. So we can essentially take your operations that you have on-premise and enable you to access those resources and access that functionality literally from anywhere using cloud technology, leveraging over LTE networks, 4G. As long as you have some degree of connectivity, you can access your dispatch console from any computer, a smartphone, a tablet, whatever the case may be. So now, thinking back to those dispatchers that may or may not have been exposed, instead of sending them home for 14 days or however long it's decreed that they have to stay away and being down that number of dispatchers and looking to fill those gaps, possibly those dispatchers can still conduct their work from their home office or from their homes or from a hotel or wherever they may be, provided they have an account using our Nlight product. So it really does eliminate or at least mitigate the risks in how do I maintain operations in a pandemic event like this. A lot of measures that you may have to take into consideration when trying to keep the operations center open using UV lights to try to kill the virus, expensive cleaning and maintenance. How do you manage the console positions themselves with people who may or may not have contracted the virus? That is a lot of logistical planning that you have to consider, whereas now with Nlight, you don't necessarily need to take all those precautions so quickly because those people can still maintain their function from home.
Boy, that's a great point. Now, when somebody hears, hey, I can access it remotely, I guess the argument I hear all the time is, well, if my employee or my telecommunicator can access it remotely, that means some bad guy, cyber attacker, can probably access it remotely as well. What are some of the things you guys do to help make sure that that's a safe connection?
Yeah, that certainly is a consideration when with any cloud-based technology or platform that you're looking to use. Depending on whether or not it's hosted or whether it can be a self-hosted application or an enterprise-type application, there are some security protocols that we've put into place. We've worked with a lot of the cloud providers, be it AWS or Azure or Google Cloud and OpenStack. We meet with their security personnel to establish what are the security parameters that we require for a public safety agency. This norm in our agency these days are 5 nines reliability and availability, and we work to maintain that as best as we can with the cloud providers. Access is certainly controlled both with the security protocols with the cloud providers, as well as through our own application itself. So there are certain keys that are only made available to personnel and devices that can access the system. So we've certainly taken that into consideration when rolling Nlyte out.
Okay. Well, that's got to be a big relief to anybody that's looking at this. So tell us a little bit about, I know you're not announcing anything here today, but can you give us a little insight as to what you see the product roadmap looking like and, you know, frankly, whether you've learned anything during this episode with this pandemic that's causing you to maybe change what that roadmap looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this pandemic has certainly proven the need and the use case for having Nlyte as a product. I find that a lot of conversations we've had and a lot of stories we hear center around dispatch centers becoming a central hub for information as a whole. And that marries exactly with the vision for what Nlyte is meant to be. Nlyte is not just a radio console system in the traditional sense. It's more of an information hub that enables dispatchers to access the data and the information that's available to them in the marketplace more seamlessly in a central dashboard so that it's right in front of them at their fingertips and they can respond much more quickly. So think about dashboard cameras or body cams, having those feeds tied directly into the console screen itself, having social media reports or having weather updates or any type of third-party application or data application that might be of use to a particular agency can be brought into Nlyte so that it's all in a central dashboard configured under a mission concept. What data is most important for what dispatcher at what time? And you can put that all on a single screen and then conduct your operations in a seamless and much more efficient manner. So these are all things that we're looking to roll out in the coming months as we develop Nlyte. It's a continuous development product, so we're looking to provide feature updates every number of months. And again, it's in consultation with our customers and with the industry as to what is important to them. We're trying to find the types of applications that are ubiquitous across the board. But of course, many people have specific use cases for the product. So we're trying to find those that will benefit the greatest number of people at a given time. So these are all things that we're rolling into Nlyte as we go forward with the product.
Okay. Wow. Powerful stuff. Can't wait to see it. Chris, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. And congratulations on all the work you guys are doing with Nlyte. Please stay in touch and let us know what Intertalk's doing in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Donnie.